Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ngoven. Tonight, we are discussing digital rights and the creation of a safe space for all on the internet in light of the leaking of nude pictures and videos on social media when lovers become estranged. But first, a look at what's happening in the United States. U.S. President Joe Biden wants to triple tariffs on some steel imports from China because he says they are unfairly undermining U.S. jobs. It's an appeal to American workers in a state that is central to this presidential campaign. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns has the story.
Hello, Pittsburgh.
President Biden told Pennsylvania steelworkers that he'll protect their jobs from cheap Chinese imports.
And the prices are unfairly low because China's steel companies don't need to worry about making a profit because the Chinese government is subsidizing them so heavily. They're not competing. They're cheating. They're cheating. And we've seen the damage here in America.
Biden promised to stand up to unfair Chinese competition, calling Beijing xenophobic. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Lin Xian says accusations of xenophobia are hypocritical, coming from a country that he says should lift its protectionist measures against China.
China is aware of the relevant reports. China would like to ask, are you talking about China or the U.S. itself?
Biden acting against Chinese steel would come on top of tariffs imposed by his predecessor, Donald Trump, who put a 25% tax on some Chinese steel. The Trump presidential campaign said in a statement to VOA, quote, the Biden campaign is attacking President Trump's effective tariffs on China, while the Biden White House is planning to implement similar tariffs. The Trump campaign added, Biden's team is either run by hypocrites or people who don't know what they're doing. One difference in the candidate's approach is that Trump used tariffs more broadly to impact new trade deals, says Rachel Ziemba from the Center for a New American Security.
They were using tariffs partly as leverage for sort of resetting the trade side of things. Now, the Biden administration, they're using tariffs, they're trying to target them, but they're also using industrial policy and other incentives to try to encourage U.S. production, to encourage foreign and American companies to invest in the United States.
Pennsylvania steelworkers are an important vote in a state that could help swing this election for either candidate. The Biden campaign's out with this commercial featuring Pennsylvania steelworker Jojo Burgess.
Right now, we have the most pro-American worker president in office that we've ever had in this country's history. Donald Trump cares about one person and one person only, and that's Donald Trump.
Trump campaigned for union votes during last year's auto strike by telling workers that Biden administration regulations are an attack on their jobs.
The auto industry is being assassinated, and it makes no difference what you get. I don't care what you get in the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 5 weeks. They're going to be closing up and they're going to be building those cars in China and other places.
NBC News polling earlier this year found that union household voters favor Biden over Trump, but by a smaller margin than in their 2020 contest. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
India's mammoth-faced election that began today, April 19, pitted Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party against an opposition alliance of over two dozen parties. While Modi is wooing voters by promising to continue the country's development, the opposition has raised concern about threats to democracy. Anjara Parisha reports from New Delhi.
Seeking a third term in office, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is highlighting economic growth and welfare measures for the poor as his biggest achievements.
In the last 10 years, we have lifted 250 million people out of poverty, proving that we work to bring results.
an opposition alliance led by the main opposition Congress Party that confronts Modi's Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party, is flagging joblessness and what it says is a threat to the country's democratic and secular credentials. The India alliance accuses Modi's party of weakening opposition ranks with corruption probes. A key leader, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, was arrested weeks before the election in connection with graft allegations.
It's important to understand that this election is a fundamentally different election. I don't think democracy has been as much at risk, the Constitution has been as much at risk as it is today.
Nearly a billion voters will choose between the competing narratives offered by Modi and the opposition as the world's biggest election gets underway Friday. 10 years after taking power, Modi remains hugely popular. He is seen as a strong nationalist pro-Hindu leader who has fast-tracked development, boosted India's global stature, and delivered on promises like building a temple to Hindu Lord Ram.
The ruling alliance is very clearly going into this election on the shoulders of the Prime Minister's image. They are very clearly keeping the Modi factor right up in front. And that will help them to a certain extent offset possible anti-incumbency which has come in after 10 years.
India's fast-growing economy is bringing opportunities for some. But surveys show unemployment and inflation remain key concerns as it fails to create enough jobs.
I have hope for this country and I am staying here. I am here only, so yeah.
Livelihood is a problem, but no government solves this problem.
To woo voters, the main opposition Congress Party has promised to boost social spending and employment by giving government jobs and apprenticeships. Its leader, Rahul Gandhi, has led two cross-country marches to connect with people, but it is unclear whether that will translate into votes for the party, which was routed in the last two elections. Gandhi has not been projected as a prime ministerial candidate.
As far as Mr. Modi is concerned, there is no one on the opposite side to match him. And a lot of people were dissatisfied today with the BJP rule and face economic hardship, unemployment, rising prices. They talk about it, but then we'll turn around and say, but who is there on the other side?
Surveys project Modi's BJP could surpass its 2019 performance. But the Congress Party says the results, due on June 4th, will be closer than expected. Anjana Pasricha, VOA News, New Delhi.
Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our topic. Today we are discussing the vulnerability of people on digital platforms, their rights and responsibilities, as well as how they can protect themselves on social media. This follows the leaking of nude pictures of a teenager by her estranged boyfriend who extorted an undisclosed sum of money from her for more than a year before posting the pictures on social media. And now to discuss this topic in detail, we are joined on the phone by Mr. Simbarashe Rambiawo, a digital rights activist with Zimbabwe National Students Union, ZINASU, and Pastor Chris Ndlovu of the Family of God Church. Welcome to the program, gentlemen. Thank you. Let's start with you, Mr. Rambiawo. Where do you think we are as a country when it comes to protecting people's rights on digital platforms or social media?
Oh, thank you very much, comrade. So I think when we are talking of digital security, we are also implying it also is accorded to offline laws and regulations, just like freedom of expression, access to information, and also we are also relating to privacy and protection of information from the digital platform. So as a country, we are, where we are at the stage where information is no longer protected, there is no longer privacy within the social media and digital platform. We recently saw the social media where we saw a young girl aged 17 where the privacy has been infringed. His privacy has been breached through his nudity, which has been leaked through social media. So as a nation, we must be able to ensure that we protect the privacy of an individual through digital platform, and also everyone has that access to information through that digital information. We are in an era whereby we move from the traditional system to a digital platform where dissemination of information, whereby even the government itself is also using social media as a way to convey its messages to the people and to the masses of our people. We can look at the communication department from the president office with George Charamba. We can also convey his messages through Twitter. We also have Nick Mangwana. And in this era, we ensure that dissemination of information must also be protected, must be guided as a privacy to individuals. And I think Zimbabwe, according to that, in the second cycle of UPCR, whereby 86 countries recommended 260 recommendations to Zimbabwe. Two of the recommendations were privacy of individual and privacy of information from the digital and social media platform.
Thank you, Mr. Rambiawo. Mfundisi Ndlovu, siyabona lapho ukuthi nxa sikhangela enkundleni zokuxhumana kulo dubo kulezi nsuku lapho esibona ukuphuma imfanekiso engalunganga, eminye kuyimfanekiso yabantu bengagqokanga, kumbe imfanekiso yabantu besemacansini. Kungabe kuyini okwenzakalayo ukuthi lezi zinto zazisenzakala na, kumbe sekuyisikhathi sokuthi isikhathi esesitshintshile, kumbe kuzazisenzakala kodwa ngenxa yokuswelakala kwe-social media zazingaphumi? Le bona kunjani lapha na mfundisi?
Salbona ngibona leli ngiyabonga dzaboka. Mina ngikhuluma engenye ngimelele abantu abasebadala ngelizwi likaNkulunkulu. Yebo, kulungile ukuthi abantu balamalungelo abo ku-social media, njalo uhulumende ufanele ukuthi abavikele. Kube lemithetho ethize ebavikelayo, lokho siyakubongela. Kanti mina engingakukhuluma ukuthi loba umuntu enelungelo elikhulu kwangakanani, umlandu uyela kuwe ukuthi yenamathupha njengomuntu, ikakhulu abatsha, lawe uzivikele entweni ezingakulimaza kusasa. Umzekeliso yikhonokho esikhuluma ngakho ukuthi ensukwini ezisanda kwedlula kulomunye ku-social media obekhala ukuthi imifanekiso yakhe ilikhile yasetshenziswa. kunoko kutshengisa nje ukuthi wena muntu ngokwakho wena ngoba ulelungelo awuzivikelanga ngoba asithatheni ngendlela ethi yona kuleli lizwe esiphila ngayo nxa uthumela umuntu ngoba lithandana umfanekiso wakho umuntu awula control phezu kwengqondo zakhe. Number two, akula feni yomuntu okuthiwa i-private. Yebo umuntu lo engayamukela umfanekiso wakho efonini yakhe but ngelinye ilanga uzayikhoxa ikakhulu ezingaze lapha esilahlekelwa khona ngamadethi uzahamba ayichajisa komunye umuntu kumbe oleshela ayikhohle khona ngayo omunye umuntu izasala erunna over that phone abone imifanekiso yakho obucabanga ukuthi iyi-private. From that time onwards, I copy, I submission, and konoko abacha abaningi ufanele ukuthi kwazi ukuthi wena ngokwakho kufanele uzivikele ungabozi exposure uthumele imifanekiso engasebenziyo uthumele imifanekiso ibonana abantu bekubona usecansini. Okunye engifuna ukukukhuluma nje ukuthi abatsha bethu nxa sikhuluma ne-social media eyinto enhle kakhulu. I-social media inhle kakhulu lathi thina abafundisi kwesinye isikhathi siyayisebenzisa ukuthi sisabalalise ivangeli kodwa nxa sikhuluma ngale ndaba ye-social media kufanele ukuthi ngibe zazi mina ukuthi ngilo mbono welakusasa lami. I've got a vision of my future. Lapho-ke angingeke ngaphonge ukuthumela imifanekiso lezinto ezingalunganga ngoba kusasa izinto zonezo zizangidendikela. Nxa umuntu ule vision yakusasa ufuna ukuba ngumama ufuna ukuzancintisa ukuthi ube ngumkhokheli ube ngukhansela ube ngu-MP nxa uvele imifanekiso yakho yalika ku-social media ungazambanga into zonezo ziza kuyelela. Yebo kufanele ukuthi siye nelungelo yebo ohulumende kayasiprotekta kule mithetho ethize but the bottom line is wena ngokwakho protect yourself from being abused ne-social media. Yabonga.
Siyabonga mfundisi Ndlovu. Mkoma Simba, mfundisi vari kutidzosera panyaya ye-responsibility yekuti iwewe semunhu urifanira kutanga waona kuti haubuditse mapicture akadaro uchitumira mumwe munhu sezvo usingazive kuti chii chiri kuitika mupfungwa dzake uyezve vachitaura nyaya yekuti foni inogona kufa yoendesa kunogadzirwa nezvimwe. Nemaonero enyu nyaya iyi inodzokera kunani? Ndiani ane mhosva apa ari kufanira kunge achiona kuti ari kuzvidzivirira kuitira kuti ange asiri kuzosangana nedambudziko rakadai zvisinei nekuti kodzero dzekudziviririka dziripo?
Maita basa mukoma wangu bati nyaya iripo pakuchiti protect information yedu tikwanise kuchengetedza information yedu munharaunda yaikonzereswa nevechidiki vari kukura vasiri kuziva kuti munhu anogona aine mapfungiro aanenge achiita semataurira mazvita asi tinokwanisa kunge tichionawo kuti mukurarama kwedu magariro edu nehunhu tinofanira kunge tichidzidzisa venewa yedu munharaunda nematinogara kuti vange vachiziva kuti zvakaita seizvi seizvi hazvitumirwe munhu nekuti zvinozodzoka mangwana zvokupandukira zvinodzoka mangwana munhu ashanduka senyoka. So izvozvo zvinotibatsira kuti munhu anenge aine mhosva munhu atanga atumira that information yekuabricha his own privacy anenge azvikanganisa iye pachake neiye wacho anenge azotumirawo kune zvinhu zvaanenge atumirwa mukuvimbana nemukuwirirana anenge akanganisa privacy yemunhu kuchengetedzawo dignity yeumwe munhu. Saizvi naizvozvo ndinofunga kuti munharaunda medu nemakurire edu vana vechidiki vanofanira kunge vachidzidziswa hunhu yedu nemagariro kuti zvakaita seizvi hazvifanike nge zvichiitwa munharaunda edu. Zvakaita seizvi zvinofanika kunge zvichiitwa nekuti panozonge pakubuditswa zvinhu zvakaita seizvozvozvo pasocial media ndinoona kunge vese vanenge vaine mhosva abuditsa vacho neanenge atumira vacho zvinhu zvinenge kufana ngezviti zvichichengetedzwa ndichiyambirawo kune vana vechisikana vachiri kukura ndinoti yambiro kwamuri ndeyekuti zivai zvamuri mura vana vechisikana munhu chake chaanokwanisa kunge achizozikanwa munhu aanenge aamuimba aakuzikanwa noti social media because social media inokwanisa kuti disivha inokwanisa kunge isingawirirani nemasungiro atinenge tichiita tichiita sei neizvozvo also tichitarisawo kuti ndee vanenge vabudisawo vashambadzawo privacy yevamwe mubumbiro redu kana pamutemowo which is a international and a regional law which Zimbabwe was also part of haibvumire kunge munhu uchibreacha the privacy of an individual ndopandataura paya kuti according to the UPCR second cycle two of the countries ane marecommendations akaunza yekuti privacy yevamwe inofanira kunge ichichengetedzwa naizvozvo vanenge vabuditsawo privacy yevanhu vanofanira kunge vachitarisanawo nemutemo neuyewo anenge azobuditsawo zvinhu zvake achikwanisawo kupa munhu mukurima anokwanisa kunge achifanira kutarisanawo nemutemo nekuti zvinhu zvinozoshaishawo imaji yako and also zvinoshaishawo muhunhu hwedu nemagariro edu netsika dzedu pachivanhu vechishona and semazimbabweni naizvozvo ndinobvumirana namufundisi kuti iresponsibility yeuye anenge asendawo information isina kufanira kuti asafanira kunge achiita izvozvo naizvozvo ndinokumbirawo kana vari mumaticha nevakumba nevabereki varofanira kunge vachidzidzisawo vana muzvikoro nekudzimba kuti zvinhu zvakaita seizvi zvakakosha zvikuru and iprovesi yavo haifanire nge ichingowanikwa pese pese zvinhu zvinenge zvichifanira kuchengetedzwa kuti ipo pahunhu hweduwo tikwanise kuremekedzawo hunhu hwedu sevanhu vechishona and culture yedu ti chaizvo zvinhu zvanga zvingakwanisi kudaro ngochikamaiona vakuru vekare chaivo vaipfeka nhembe because zvinhu zvavaikwanisa kuonawo kuti even panga pasati paane social media and internet zvinhu zvavaidawo kuchengetedza nekuti hunhu zvinopawo respect zvinopawo rukudzo mukurarama kwedu kuvanhu vechishona
tinotenda mukoma Simbarashe ye mfundisi siyabona sivi lapho kuti kungani kunokuvumelana ukuthi hayi udaba lubuyela emuntwini onguye ozithethe imifanekiso le kumbe ukuthatha amavidiyo lawa sowathumela omunye pho njengoba sibona ukuthi udubo lolu selubhahile elizweni njengabazali ukubuyela njalo umlando ebazalini ukuthi pho abantwana beze baxhale kangaka kuyini okuyenzakalayo kuyini okungenziwa kuhle ngabazali ukukhulisa abantwana mfundisi
ningathi mina ngiwazikhangela ebazalini kunokuthize osekuguqukile osenzakala izisuku osakungayenzakali ekadeni okwenza ukuthi thina abazali abantu abadala singabobona ukuthi abantwana laba they are abusing i-social media njalo into abahlala bezibona ayisizwe thina esasizibona kudala okuqakathekileyo yikuthatha umntwana umhlalise phansi umfundise isintu mina on my side ngithi umfundise isikristu ukuthi umuntu ngumuntu onevalu phakathi kwabantu nga ezilamba nga engaphonkuzi yekelela
mfundisi kulomunye ongenileyo mfundisi kulomunye ongenileyo ecingweni lapha lizaqhubekela phambili ngesilimisembijana laphana mfundisi
kumbe ngithi silibe esikole
mfundisi sike silimisembijana laphana kulomunye ongenileyo ecingweni alo maphi namshirongo
alo ndokutenda emuriso yenyu
tinotenda muri kuionawo sei nyaya iye munogona kutipawo pfungwa dzenyu
ini ndoda kuti social media iri raiti iri raiti kabagava kuvanhu vari responsible because inogona kuti munhu ari kuuzira bani mnakuchirashanga anotengesa mombe yake anogona kutengesa mombe yake nemunhu ari kusouth africa anogona kutengesa mombe yake nemunhu ari kubotswana through that social media veti pozoitawo avo zvavo avo vane hudo hwavo vagara hunozivikanwa hwekuti vanotora social media nekuishandisa nenzira isiyo avo mange avo vanhu vanoneta because tikatarisa nhoroondo dzavo dzemusocial media vagara zvinhu zvavanobudisa kubva kusocial media
Tinotenda mukoma nepfungwa dzenyu, tinotenda zvekare kuti mapinda muchirongwa. Yemfundisi velisachasisa laphana siyaxolisa ukuthi sike salimisa. Lingaqhubekela phambili mfundisi, sizwe njalo ongenileyo kucingwe sithi hayi i-social media inhle kodwa abantu yibabagcina nje beyisebenzisa ngokungekho ngendlela elungileyo. Ungaqhubeka laphana mfundisi.
Hello?
Ye, lingaqhubeka mfundisi.
Yebo, bengisathi mina enye yezinto ezenza ukuthi abantwana bagcine bebona izinto ezingasebenziyo, bagcine beku-social media, yikhona ukuthi yebo abanamsebenzi kodwa i-environment esikhiyo ezimbabwe ningathi ye-Afrika yonke, umuntu kazisebenzele, kaziplanele, ungaphonsula le ngqondo etshona isetyenziswa ngabanye abantu ku-social media, wena ungelacebo lakho lakusasa ukuthi ngifuna ukuba nje, ngifuna ukuphila lokhu, iplani yami eyokusebenza eyokuzenzela umuzi wami ngisakha, ngizaba neplani leyo, ngilime, ngenze lokhu, ngizenzele umsebenzi. Ingqondo zabantwana bakulezi nsuku ukusebenza simili abakuthandi, khonokho kubangela ukuthi ingqondo zabo zigcine zihamba ezinteni ezingakakhiwo, ezingangezeleli lutho kumphakathi, ingathi kumbe i-community, ezingayakhi lutho elizweni lethu. Abantu bakacede isikhathi esiningi beplana impilo yabo, beplana elakusasa labo, bezilungiselela imisebenzi, besazi ukuthi wona ngobaba bakusasa nama-leaders akusasa, njalo kiwo i-society is going to require a lot kusasa, ngakuyikuthi abalungiselanga elakusasa labo lokuhle.
Siyabonga mfundisi. Mngoma simba nguva dzatiza. Asi tichakumbira kuti ne mashoko mashomanana mungopendera chirongwa muchitiudzawo kuti ndeapi matanho amatarisira kuti ange achitorwa muZimbabwe kuitira kuti vanhu vawane kudzivirirwa kana vachishandisa social media. Zvikuru sei tinoona vamwe vechidiki vachizoshandisawo nevakuru nezvimwe zvakadaro. Mona kuti ndezvipi zvingaitwa?
Ndinotenda mukova vangu, ndichipendera ndinongoti ndi-social media chinhu chakanaka chose ende chinhu chinotibatsira. Sezvandambotaura pekutanga, ndareva ndikati social media inokwanisa kutipawo meseji inenge ichibva kuhurumende, inenge ichibva mune zvinenge zvichiitika munyika, zvinongova zvinova neweather climate, zvinotibatsira chikuru kuti tive tigare tichiziva kuti zvii zviri kuitika munyika. Asi kuti tasa vechidiki vaakushandisa social media zvisizvo, vavakuisa zvinhu zvisingafaniri ruma WhatsApp, vandopata kuona zvinhu zvisingafaniri inge zvichiona zvichionekwa zvinhu zvinokosha zvikuru zvakaita semaprivacy yavanhu achibuda on social media zvichizara munyika yose tichitenderere, zvinova zvichinyadzisa nyika yedu, zvinovawo zvichinyadzisa unhu hwedu nemagariro. Asi ndinofunga kuti gavhumendi chehurumende yedu inofanirawo kuisa mamezhazi nezvidanho zvakafanira kuti vanhu vachakwanisawo kuobvisa social media yedu, vanhu vakwanise kurespekta social media yedu kuti zvikwanise kuenderera zvakanaka, kuti vanhu vange vachiremekedza izvozvo. Ndinokumbira kuti vechidiki vange vachidzidza unhu hwedu nemagariro edu munyika kuti zvinofambawo so and so, kuti tisave tiine maproblems akadaro ende tive tichigarisana zvakanaka. Chinhu chakanakisisa chaizvoizvo unhu nemagariro, culture yedu yechivanhu yechishona. Saka ndambotaura mukoma wangu
because
culture yedu yakakosha kazvikuru.
Tinotenda mukoma simba. Tinotenda mukoma simba rashe rambiyawo kuti mapinda muchirongwa. Sibonga njalo umfundisa Chris Ndlovu ungena kuhlelo. Unfortunately, we are out of time. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Taboka Ncube.